Hi, Book Elephant. The phrase bookworm may not be able to fully describe the great passion of our friend towards the books and magazines. Maybe Book Elephant is a suitable alternative description. Not only books and magazines, even the piece of paper which covers the bread which he bought from a grocery store would attract his full attention, and he eats the bread only after reading the full descriptions available printed on the cover. He took him to such a status that he spends half of his salary towards purchase of books and magazines, subscribing to magazines. You would have seen him in that annual book fair, carrying huge bag full of books and variety of subjects, science, politics, maths, poetry, love, and even on medical subjects. Thank God, he knows only his mother tongue. Nobody knows what he does with all these books and magazines, but when somebody visits his house, he would happily take us towards the reading room, and he would take us on a book tour. This reading room is full of bundles of books and magazines. The only problem is that, you know, it would be very difficult for us to follow him because it's a very, very narrow path, full of books and magazines. He would declare that we are his followers, even though we would never be intended to be following his hobby. Sometimes he would suddenly disappear in that mess of books, and we have to search for a porcupine-like structure moving over the bundles, as that would be his hair sprouting out of his head, and we will be able to locate him. Meanwhile, his parents were successful in arranging his marriage with a girl of their choice. This girl is a highly uneducated girl from a rural background, and her relationship with book is that she believes that the books are being used for only cleaning and packing purpose. With the passage of time, our friend finds out that the size of the bundles in his room is getting reduced and reduced. Then one day he got his wife dust-handed, with the sheets of the books in her hand being used for the cleaning purpose, cleaning the dining table. Verbal clash between them reveals some interesting facts. She puts out some questions to him about the purpose of his reading. He could not give a suitable answer. He just thought. And he just tried to recollect the knowledge he acquired through reading these books. Even simple questions like rivers in Tamil Nadu could not bring about a suitable answer from him. He just... His nerves in the brains would bring out something like Kuvam River or Buckingham River, which are not even backwaters but bad waters. He suddenly realized that his hobby of purchasing books is only to store and forget, and not for reading, not for acquiring any knowledge. Then he even followed this discovery of facts, moved these paper materials from his room to waste paper stall, and the reading room becomes a bedroom. And soon they were blessed with twins, two babies. One seems to be a bonus issue for them.